Hey everybody, this is John Barrowman, and I'm the hardest working man in show business, but when I'm in Ulster, I listen to the hardest working man on the radio, Marcus Hunter Neal.
Yes, well, I actually do feel like dancing because it is Friday night and I'm sitting here in one of what I think is the most glamorous venues I have ever done an interview in at all in my life. To describe what is around me, there is a broken set of ladders, some used paint tins, there is a dirty mop to the left-hand side, there's nice mop buckets, there's even a nice floor buffing and some gas canisters. So that's very interesting. The reason why I've picked such a salubrious surrounding is because I'm sitting opposite Shemale at Scissor Sisters herself, a self-confessed dry queen stuck in a woman's body. Of course, it is animatronic. Anna, how are you?
I'm so good. That was quite an introduction. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm known for my introduction, so I am. So you are in Belfast tonight, DJing, spinning a few discs in Boombox tonight. Are you looking forward to it?
I'm so looking forward to it. I was actually rehearsing my set back at the hotel, and I wanted to take a disco nap, but I just was too jazzed that I couldn't.
Perfect. Now, I've spun a few discs myself.
Yeah.
So I always think the first track and the last track are the most important. Mm. So what's your first and what's your closer?
My first track is Love Thing by First Choice. Oh. It ain't no game, it's just a love thing. The last one is a song called, I'm not sure if the song or the band is called Five Molecules, but it's this really sort of crazy house track that samples Prince from Let's Go Crazy, Dearly Beloved.
Bob.
So it's a good one to end on.
Yeah.
It's just sort of like, it's ecstasy showers.
Well, I'm a bit of cheese. I always end on Tina Proud Mary.
Oh, great! You know what song I've been playing a lot lately is Tina, Better Be Good to Me.
Oh,
and that
yes.
is one that when you pull it out, people are like, oh, damn, I remember this song, and it's got great production.
I don't have a loose, but you lose the call of truth. I don't have the time for your own lonely life, so you better be good to me. I'm a bitch, all the bitches back. Stop going sober, as a matter of fact. You have done some very exciting things in your life,
yes.
Okay? I need to talk about Elton John's Red Piano. Can you tell me the story?
Okay, so Elton John's Red Piano, which there are a few red pianos, but there was one red piano in particular that he was auctioning off after his Oscars party.
Yeah.
And this was 2004 or five Oscars, 2005, I think. And it was the very last gig of Scissors on our first tour. So it was like we came back from Japan and went straight to the Oscars, knackered, had no idea what time it was or where we were. And then we did a duet with Elton at the end of our show. We did The Bitches Back.
Mm-hmm.
And Elton was there with his red piano, and I just said, I have to get up on top of that piano and I have to dance on top of that piano. I will never forgive myself if I don't. And I did.
Uh-huh.
And I left heel marks in the tap.
Coming off the back of a world tour, Elton John's Grand Piano, there you are. What is the come down like after that finishes? So you come off, how do you unwind from a world tour and Elton John's piano? Do you go straight into work or do you give yourself a couple
of... No, you go straight into the fetal position, sucking your thumb for about 3 weeks. No kidding. Mm-hmm. It was, it's funny because after that I really wanted to do domestic things. I wanted to do dishes.
I know, we're in an ice cellar.
Yes. I wanted to do dishes and clean my kitchen and do my laundry and plant a garden and really kind of, I liken it to astronauts sort of coming back to Earth. They have to decompress and you know, reorient themselves to life on Earth, and that's what it felt like. It was like Sandra Bullock at the end of Gravity, like getting up, like, oh my God, what is happening?
Now, you and I share a great love of disco. So we do. I love it. It is my, there we are, we're sounding the alarms because Disco Girl.
Hey, girl.
So what is it about disco that still makes it so popular today with everybody? Why do you think people still love it so much?
First of all, I think there's that undeniable quality of disco. Four on the floor, it makes you want to dance.
Yeah.
Then there is the musicality to it. Disco was one of the last forms of music to use giant orchestras and huge bands and, you know, insane production. And there's no other popular music that used strings to me in such an effective and amazing way. And there's a real magic to the music of you can dance to it alone, you can dance to it with people, you can line dance, you can...
In the shower, I've had disco showers.
My favorite disco song of all time is Dancer by Gino Socio.
Okay, can we get a couple of bars?
let's see. Dancer, let your body free now. Dancer, if you want to feel good. Dancer, keep your body shaking. Dancer, try to take it high.
Because you've been so kind to have an interview, I raided the art show cupboard and I have a few little Irish
amazing
writers for you and books. So you can bring those. Now, I'm dyslexic, so I've literally judged every book by the cover. So they are for you.
Well, and you know, this is really kind because I read mostly nonfiction.
Yeah.
So to have good, you know, good fiction given to me, I always read it.
So they are for you. And
wow,
you can read
fantastic
them on the plane or wherever you like. Where do you like to read?
That's
mostly
so sweet. Thank you. I like to read everywhere, but I mostly like to read in bed.
Perfect. Well, enjoy the books.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking the time to chat to me. You were amazing and you look beautiful as always.
Thank
so you do.
Take your money.